THE ADVENTURES OF PETER COTTONTAIL by Thornton W. Burgess. Section 1. Peter Rabbit decides to change his name. Peter finds a name. And there's nothing like the old name after all. Chapter 1. Peter Rabbit decides to change his name.
"Peter Rabbit, Peter Rabbit, I don't see what Mother Nature ever gave me such a common-sounding name as that for. People laugh at me, but if I had a fine-sounding name, they wouldn't laugh. Some folks say that a name doesn't amount to much, but it does. If I should do some wonderful thing, nobody would think anything of it. No, sir, nobody would think anything of it at all, just because, why, just because it was done by Peter Rabbit."
Peter was talking out loud, but he was talking to himself. He sat in the dear old briar patch with an ugly scowl on his usually happy face. The sun was shining, the merry little breezes of Old Mother West Wind were dancing over the Green Meadows, the birds were singing, and happiness, the glad, joyous happiness of springtime, was everywhere but in Peter Rabbit's heart. There seemed to be no room for anything but discontent. And such foolish discontent! Discontent with his name? And yet, do you know, there are lots of people just as foolish as Peter Rabbit.
"Well, what are you going to do about it?"
The voice made Peter Rabbit jump and turn around hastily. There was Jimmy Skunk poking his head in at the opening of one of Peter's private little paths. He was grinning, and Peter knew by that grin that Jimmy had heard what he had said. Peter didn't know what to say. He hung his head in a very shamefaced way.
"You've got something to learn," said Jimmy Skunk.
"What is it?" asked Peter.
"It's just this," replied Jimmy. "There's nothing in a name except just what we choose to make it. It lies with us and no one else how other folks shall take it. It's what we do and what we say and how we live each passing day that makes it big or makes it small, or even worse than none at all. A name just stands for what we are. It's what we choose to make it. And that's the way and only way that other folks will take it."
Peter Rabbit made a face at Jimmy Skunk.
"I don't like being preached to."
"I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you what you ought to know without being told," replied Jimmy Skunk. "If you don't like your name, why don't you change it?"
"What's that?" cried Peter sharply.
"If you don't like your name, why don't you change it?" repeated Jimmy.
Peter sat up, and the disagreeable frown had left his face.
I hadn't thought of that," he said slowly. "Do you suppose I could, Jimmy Skunk?"
"Easiest thing in the world."